Hello and welcome to another podcast from Grigger & Young under its trading name for Personal Injury Compensation Claims of Murray Claims. I'm Peter Brash of Grigger & Young. I'm a solicitor specialising in personal injury work based in our Elgin office. Since the last Murray Claims podcast was recorded, Grigger & Young has become an LLP, a limited liability partnership. In this episode, I'm taking a general overview of personal injury claims and looking at five important questions to ask yourself if you have been injured in an accident. In a 1994 episode of The Simpsons, Apu is sacked from his job at the Quickie Mart. This is the result of him selling a customer, Homer, meat which has gone off. Subsequently, Homer feels sorry for Apu, who stays with the Simpson family while he's looking for another job. They devise a plan to visit the president of Quickie Mart in the Indian Himalayas and ask for Apu's job back. The president allows visitors to ask him a maximum of 3 questions. Of course, Apu only needs a single question: can I get my job back, please? And of course, Homer messes it up for him. When they eventually get their audience with the president, high in the mountains, Homer is taken aback by the boss's appearance, a guru with long white hair sitting cross-legged. Before Apu can get a word in, Homer asks, "Are you really the head of the Quickie Mart?" "Yes." "Really?" "Yes." "You?" "Yes." At that, their questioning rights used up, the president asks them to leave and, of course, come again. Apu gets his job back in the end by other means, despite the fruitless questions and the wasted journey halfway around the world in order to ask them. It's important to know the right questions to ask in any situation, and in this podcast, we're going to look at 5 important questions to ask yourself if you have been injured in an accident. The first question is, was the accident someone else's fault? Secondly, how seriously have you been injured? The third question is, how long do you have to make any claim? Fourth comes, should you get help to make a claim? And lastly, if you're going to get help, who should you get? So the first question, was the accident someone else's fault? Another way of looking at this is by asking whether the accident was entirely your own fault. If it was, you won't be able to make a claim for personal injury. This can often be quite a difficult question to answer in practice, so much so that you would be best to get specialist advice from a solicitor, whatever the circumstances. Even in classic situations where it would probably be entirely your negligence which caused an accident, for example running into the back of another vehicle which is travelling in the same direction as you, that's not always the case. If an accident was only partly your blame, which is known as contributory negligence, you will still be able to make a claim. Many accidents which may appear to a layperson to be their own fault are only partially their fault, and many accidents which may appear to be partly your fault on proper legal analysis are completely due to the fault of another. The second question to look at is, how seriously have you been injured? This is a practical consideration in terms of balancing the hassle against the benefit in making a claim. As we have discussed elsewhere on our Murray Claims website, it is perfectly possible to make a compensation claim for a minor injury. That's a link that I'll put in the show notes for this episode. You might not want to bother making a claim though, if you're confident you will make a prompt and full recovery. If it's not clear how quickly or if you're going to make a complete recovery, it would be a good idea to get some advice on your rights and your prospects of claiming successfully, if you did decide to proceed with a claim. It will help you to make a decision before it's too late to do so, and that's what we now go on to consider. The third point, how much time do you have to make your claim? If you've applied your mind to this question shortly after an accident, that's good. It means you will have the maximum amount of time available to claim. Usually, you have 3 years from the date of an accident within which either to settle your compensation claim by negotiation or raise a court action to keep the claim alive beyond the 3 year deadline. In some situations, the 3 year period is extended, for example, for children, and in others, it is a lesser period that applies, for example, 2 years in some aviation and maritime accident situations. If you're only reading an article about this matter or listening to this podcast many months after your accident, it could be vital to look into the prospects of claiming successfully as a matter of urgency, because time could be against you. The fourth question to consider is, should you get help to make a claim? Whether you like it or not, you might find people queuing up to help you anyway. Your own insurers, the third party insurers, or solicitors appointed by either of them. These arrangements, and the interests they serve, are murky to say the least, and we recommend injured people to be vigilant and wary of accepting help from sources where possible conflicts of interests exist. Dealing direct with the third party insurers, without any representation of your own, can seem easy, tempting and risk-free. The problem is that they do not primarily have your best interests at heart. It's the interests of their own shareholders which they're looking after. The risk of a bad outcome, for example, undersettlement of the value of your claim, is reduced where your injuries are minor, but in our view it makes sense to get independent advice, especially when that need not cost you anything at all. So if you do decide to get help to make a claim, the fifth consideration is, from whom should you get help? We recommend that you get advice from a local specialist solicitor. A local solicitor will have a good level of local knowledge, and this will help them to understand the circumstances and therefore the blame elements of your accident more quickly than otherwise. You can tell whether a solicitor specialises in personal injury work from things like their experience and accreditations. Are they accredited as a specialist in personal injury law by the Law Society of Scotland? Are they a member of any relevant organisations such as the Motor Accident Solicitors Society or the Association of Personal Injury Lawyers? Do they hold any accreditations from such organisations? So moving to a summary, the questions we've considered are not the only important questions to ask following a personal injury accident, but they are a start. The key from the above is to get independent specialist advice as soon as possible, and you won't have to worry about a solicitor limiting you to three questions only. Even where the answers to particular questions may seem obvious and might point you away from making a claim, a trained eye may see it differently. A specialist solicitor might consider that you have a good chance of claiming successfully where you thought you probably had none. If you're looking for help with a possible personal injury claim, we would be glad to answer any questions you have, whether it's specific to the matters covered in this podcast or about any aspect of our personal injury claims services generally. You can contact us at Murray Claims within Grigger & Young LLP by telephone on 01343 544 077, or you can send us a free online inquiry via either the Murray Claims website or the Grigger & Young website. All initial inquiries are at no charge and without obligation to proceed. We're always glad to receive questions because, if nothing else, it provides us with more material to add articles to the website and subject matter for podcasts like this. Thanks very much for listening, and I hope you will tune in to another episode of the Murray Claims podcast in the near future.